Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It's 25 to 11 and 20 now from Harness Racing New South Wales. Amanda Rando. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. We've got a big weekend of harness racing action ahead.
We have. Now, Newcastle is the focus tonight.
Yes, it sure is. It's the TAB Carnival of Cups at Newcastle tonight, and the main feature race is the Newcastle Derby. It's been a strong race over the years, and this edition is no exception as well. Leonidas is currently the $1.40 TAB fixed odds favourite for Blake Fitzpatrick, and I think he looks hard to beat in this one, Cozzy. I'll give my full preview for Newcastle in about 20 minutes or so, but for the feature, I think Leonidas will be the hard one to chase down. He's just a very talented three-year-old. And danger-wise, we caught up with Ricky Olchin this week on The Pace, and he has the Ideal Dancer, which has drawn barrier one in the feature, which is race six tonight. And he's currently $5 with TAB fixed odds, so a bit of value to add to your mix there. But that's a really good race to look forward to. And then tomorrow night, all the action is at Menangle in New South Wales. We have two meetings. We're racing at Albury as well as Menangle. But Menangle tomorrow night kicks off the New South Wales Trotters Carnival. They've got the Group 2 New South Wales Trotters Oaks as well as the Group 3 La Cooker Archer. And as for the Oaks, it's race 7 on the program, and there's been a big change. One of the fancies, Emerald Stride, was scratched out of the feature yesterday, which is very disappointing. She's a very talented filly, and she was one of the strong chances of the race. So the market has changed completely since her scratching. Chris Alford's trotter Sleepy is the favourite at $1.75, and second favourite is Princess Kenny at $1.80. And Cozzy, over the years, Victorian fillies have dominated the New South Wales Trotters Oaks, but I think this year we might see a change. I really like the local hope, Princess Kenny, in that feature race for Kerri-Ann Morris and Robert Morris. And I caught up with Robbie during the week to talk about a few of his chances over the weekend, and he rates Princess Kenny as one of the top three-year-old filly trotters in Sydney, and is really looking forward to this test on Saturday night. But look, Cozzy, since she's been racing over here in Australia, she's had the six starts for four wins and two seconds, and she's just been super impressive. And for a young trotter, she just puts it all together, and I think she can get the cash in the feature. I do think the favourite, the five Sleepy, is a big danger, but she's only had the one run this season, whereas Princess Kenny has that consistent race fitness on her side. Also, like the two My Little Comet, who I'm including as a third pick, and for fourth I have the seven Royal Charlotte. So that they're my tips for the New South Wales Trotters Oaks. And as I mentioned earlier, the other feature is the Group 3 La Cooker Archer, which is such a strong race. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's race 5 on the program at Menangle tomorrow night, and a lot of interstate raiders. We've got Quietly Spoken from Queensland and a handful of trotters from Victoria coming up for the race as well. So at the moment, though, the local hope, Sassy Pants, she's the TAB fixed odds favourite. She's at $2.60. She's drawn barrier one. She's been very impressive, Cozzy. She raced on Tuesday at Menangle, galloped at the start, and made up a ton of ground to win. And the race was over the mile, and she still rated a pretty slick time. So considering all the ground she had to make up, she's run an incredible race. It's going to be a hard challenge for her, though, racing these more seasoned mares, and hopefully she stays on her best ability. But she's got barrier one, so that's a huge advantage for her. But for me, I really like the 10 on top, Red Hot Tooth. She has a pretty good record here at Menangle. She's a Victorian trotting mare. Owned by New South Wales Connections, though, but she's had one start back this time in, and finished second at Melton. They ran a pretty slick time, and her earplugs didn't come out, so they failed to release. So she probably would have won the race if it was for that. So, but she's got that one run under her belt, and I think with that fitness, that puts her ahead of some of the others. I also like the 11 Dance Craze in the race, Cozzy. She's a very talented trotter. She is coming into this fresh, though. She's had a trial, so maybe the race fitness could be a concern, and she is drawn out wide over the mile. But a great little story with this one. She is out of the mare, La Cucaracha, who this race is named after. So there could be a bit of an omen there. My third pick for the race is the 8 Monaro Mia, the local hope trained by Darren Hancock. She's been very consistent, and we know she can run the really slick times over the mile at Menangle. And then I'm including the one Sassy Pants. So race 5 at Menangle, the La Cucaracha. I've got the 10 Red Hot Tooth to beat 11, 8 and 1. So they're the main two features.
Any truth in the rumour prior to the La Cucaracha tomorrow night, you will be stepping out in the flamenco dress and doing a little performance there as a little bit of entertainment?
Look, I don't want to scare the crowd away, Cozzy, so I don't think I will do that.
Oh, I've got the music for you and everything.
So it might be a bit cold for that as well. I don't know. So,
chicken. Come on. Put on a show for them.
So, no, I really don't want to scare anyone away in Menangle tomorrow night. But I will be there. I will be trackside. I'm really looking forward to it. Love the trotters. And then after Saturday night, all the feature
Sunday.
Racing. Oh, yeah, it is Sunday. Yeah,
we go to Forbes.
Yes, we go to Forbes. It's a Tab Carnival of Cups there. They race twice a year at Forbes. They race traditionally race on Anzac Day with a non-Tab meeting. And tomorrow is, rather Sunday, is their time to shine with their Carnival of Cups meeting. And look, the Turnbull family have been really dominant at the last few Carnival of Cups meetings, and they have strong chances on Sunday. And for me, the best bet on the program is in race 8, number 9, The Art of Infusion for Nathan Turnbull. This horse, he's had three starts now for Nathan. He won first up for Nathan at Bathurst in a really slick time. Then he headed to Menangle for his next two starts, and things didn't go his way two starts ago. He over-raced over the middle distance and just took its toll in the end. And then was slightly disappointing last Saturday night at Menangle. But look, he's going to grade so well for this race on Sunday that, you know, taking that step back from racing at Menangle to Forbes, I think he will relish in it. So that's race 8, number 9, The Art of Infusion, my best for Forbes on Sunday.
All right, terrific. And I still would like to see you doing the La Cucaracha at Menangle tomorrow night. But anyway.
Look, it might happen, but I highly doubt it, Cozzy.
It's very doubtful. All right. So three big nights, Newcastle tonight, Menangle tomorrow night, and then Forbes on Sunday. It's a big weekend for harness racing, Amanda. Have a top weekend and enjoy tomorrow night.
Will do. Thanks, Cozzy.